differentiate this morning between, we mentioned the Tobat Bracha Levatala, a person says a Bracha which is not for the purpose of saying a Bracha. He makes a Bracha in the middle of nowhere on Rapia Goffin, he's not drinking Gaffin right now, so that's a Bracha Levatala. The Bracha is not functioning anything, it's being said as a Bracha. So that is also to do, that's one issue which we need to talk about. So that's, a person cannot say a Bracha Levatala. If a person does say Bracha Levatala, the Gemara says he's over L'sisa, he's taking Hashem's name for no purpose. Tyson says that's an Issa Derabanan, it doesn't mean Deraisa. The Rambam, the book of Rambam learns from the Rambam learns that's Deraisa. A person would be over the same thing, equivalent of swearing falsely, is the same thing saying a Bracha Levatala. You're taking Hashem's name and claiming you're for this purpose, and you're not doing it. So that's a Bracha Levatala, and that is also to do, according to the Rambam, according to the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Rambam, that's an Issa Deraisa. If a person just says Hashem's name, not in the format of a Bracha, also for no purpose, not to praise Hashem, not to thank Hashem, not in the context of a Pasuk, just saying Hashem's name for no purpose. He's not over a lav, he's over an asay. As Hashem alekachotiro, you have to relate to Hashem's name with awe, with respect. You can't just say it for no purpose. But a person would say Hashem's name in a way to say thanks to Hashem or praise to Hashem, that would be permitted. So a person allowed to say, if he means it, allowed to say, thank God, I'm thanking God. That's okay, because you're thanking for the right purpose. Zmiris and Shabbos, a person, you're allowed to say Hashem's name in Zmiris. Somebody made up a poem. But it's a praise to Hashem. You're allowed to say Hashem's name, without a question. Some people are careful about that because maybe they're not going to have the right kavana, but halachically there's no question at all a person can say Hashem's name in the context of a zemer, of a poem, or whatever it is. There's a third issue called bracha shein tzricha. It's a bracha which is said on the purpose of a bracha, but you didn't really need to make this bracha. You could have done it another way, which would not have been necessary. A person sits down to the meal, and you have an ikar and a tafel, and he makes a bracha, and the ikar said, he says, I'm only having in mind the ikar and not the tafel, I want to make a bracha on the tafel also. Chazal said, you don't do that. So you have no need to do that. One scenario which is not a problem of bracha shein tzricha, person is hungry right now. We're having the meal in 5 minutes. You're going to wash, you're not going to make any other bracha. Right now you want to cop a snack, you want to cop something from the, you know, cop a few potatoes, you know, you're serving some salad, I'll eat the salad now. Well, you make a bracha now on the salad, break priyadamba. If you wait 3 minutes, you'll eat the meal, and you make a moitz, and you'll make a bracha. So it's a bracha shein tzricha. You don't need this bracha. Well, that there's a verse, that's okay. If right now you want to eat, and you're not ready to eat the meal, you're allowed to make the bracha. That's not a problem. But a scenario where a person can, while he's eating already, he could say it in one way and only say one bracha. He does it the other way and says two, ends up with two brachas. Why are you doing this? Say it the right way and you won't only need one bracha. That's called bracha shein tzricha. That's not an issur deraisa. It's not a lav. It's not losisa. But it's still wrong to do. So we have bracha levatola, shem shemaim levatola, and bracha shein tzricha. One more point on Shem Shemaim Levatola. Mishabur points out, Mishabur Paskins, that Shem Shemaim Levatola applies in any language, not only in Lashon HaKadosh, but Hashem's name in any language, where there is an issue of saying Shem Shemaim Levatola, just saying Hashem's name for no reason. So that's something which a person has to be careful about when he's talking. One last one I want to mention, which is not on the topic, but people have to be very careful. When a person says, I swear to, I was walking down the hallway when, you know, the guy says, is it true? You just made a shul deraisa. I was really very careful about that. A person making a shul deraisa, you know, if it's 100% true, you really know it's 100% true, and you're ready to go to Gehenna if you're wrong, good. It's what they hate, you know, you want it, but why are you swearing? We don't make shuls. In a bezin, we don't make a shul, which we now is very careful not to make a shul in a bezin because maybe the person's wrong. So that phrase, I swear to, is a danger. Even if I say I swear without saying to, is still a problem. Deraisa. But especially if you say Hashem's name, you're dealing with Loisisa. The Gemara says in Loisisa that the whole world shook when Hashem said Loisisa. So be very careful and the type of phraseology people use, that's just like the language they use. Be very careful that you should not get involved in Shem Shemayim Levatala, a Shavua which is not true, Brachul Levatala, or Brachul Shenetzrila. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.